Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to work now. Topping farm news, USDA plans to roll out a short-term bridge payment for farmers, with the announcement coming next week. At least that's what officials said Tuesday this week, in a bid to help growers survive tight margins and trade-related losses. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told White House colleagues a key purpose of the payment is to cushion crop producers after a year of depressed prices and significant drops in U.S. soybean sales to China. While the broader 2025 farm support package has received about $40 billion in commitments, the second highest since the 1930s, farming groups say some producers need immediate liquidity to cover seed, fertilizer, and other input costs ahead of 2026 planting. Details, including how much each farmer may receive and which crops are eligible, all remain unclear. Lawmakers expressed optimism that at least partial payments could be distributed before the end of the year. But at the heart of the matter is the trade relationship between the U.S. and China. It remains critically important for American agriculture. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for American Farm Bureau, says there's been some progress between the two nations recently.
President Trump and President Xi of China came to a deal back on October 31st. For 1 year, we're going to delay any new tariffs. They reduced some tariffs by about 10%, several purchase commitments by China for U.S. ag products, and those port fees, which had gone into effect fairly recently, those were delayed a year.
Farm Bureau recently submitted comments to the U.S. Trade Representative's office encouraging further discussions.
Which means they look into the issue, they gather information, and at the end of the day, they could decide, we can use this when we're having continuing negotiations. And we pointed out that China did not fulfill that phase one agreement that was signed in 20. They didn't remove all of the non-tariff trade barriers. We let them know that those were things that needed to continue to be worked on.
Salmonson says there have been some positive developments in the last several weeks.
It's a multi-year commitment headed off by soybeans. So they said for 2025, they would purchase up to 12 million metric tons of soybeans, and they have been purchasing some. And for the next 3 years, they said they will purchase 25 million metric tons a year.
Dave Salmonson, American Farm Bureau. A recent analysis by Rabobank finds beef production in the global picture to fall further. Analysts at Rabobank reported this week the largest volume reductions expected in the U.S., and other producers, particularly Australia, are expanding feedlot capacity to capitalize on weakened U.S. output. This is Inside Agriculture, coming back with markets right after this break.